You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
The word is OWASP cryptographic failures. Spelled O for open, W for web, A for application, S for security, P for project, cryptographic as in the art and science of code making, and failures for the inability to achieve a goal. Definition: code that fails to protect sensitive information. Example sentence: Alan Turing and the team at Bletchley Park took advantage of a cryptographic failure during World War II when they broke the encryption scheme used by the German Enigma machine. Origin and context. Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams, working for Aspect Security, a software consultancy company, published an education piece in 2003 on the top software security coding issues of the day. That eventually turned into the OWASP Top 10, a reference document describing the most critical security concerns for web applications. Today, OWASP is an international volunteer team of security professionals led by the Foundation Executive Director and Top 10 Project Leader, Andrew Vanderstock. OWASP is dedicated to enabling organizations to develop, purchase, and maintain applications and APIs that can be trusted. Today, there are tens of thousands of members and hundreds of chapters worldwide. In 2021, OWASP published an updated list where they upgraded the old sensitive data exposure label to cryptographic failures and moved it up the priority list to number 2. Cryptographic failures result when software managing sensitive data in transit or at rest, such as passwords, credit card numbers, health records, and personal information, leaves that data unprotected. For example, a website that doesn't enforce the Transport Layer Security Protocol, or TLS, for all pages is a cryptographic failure. A web application that uses unsalted password generators is also a cryptographic failure. There are many more examples. The OWASP website describes these in detail and offers best practices for developers looking to improve their code. Nerd reference. In January 2021, Andrew Vanderstock explained the beginning of the Top 10 project, why the Top 10 lists have been consistently the same for almost 20 years, and the next steps the project will take to improve the list in the future.
Back in the early days of OWASP, Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams of Aspect Security, they decided to do an education piece. OWASP Top Security Risk. The very first one is the 2003 edition, which most people don't even have a copy of. The one that really got traction was the 2004 version the next year. And it really did start with what did Aspect Security see from their work? The surprising thing in many ways is that it hasn't really truly changed overly much in terms of content. Like, for example, injections have always been number one. The reality is the first couple, the 2003 and 2004, were Jeff and Dave's best judgment, and it's proven over a long period of time to be that. But in some ways, it looks like the top 10 is self-referential. People find the things in the OWASP top 10 because it's in the OWASP top 10, and therefore the things in the OWASP top 10 will always be the OWASP top 10. And that's a bit of a disappointment. So we need to now spread our wings and really start to collaborate stronger with the OWASP proactive controls, frameworks and developers, languages, to start eliminating bug classes rather than just simply saying these are bad items.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoey, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.